Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is! It's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Well, we got a lot to talk about, and we got a lot going on. Filthy Tom is scheduled to join us here today, but he is in France, and we're trying to figure out the easiest way to connect him, because it turned out not to be as easy as we thought. So we will get him on one way or the other during the break, fear not, but we got to figure out how. As he appears today, we'll have a lot to talk about, including tonight's AEW Dynamite. We still only have three matches announced for the show, which I don't like it. We'll talk about it. I kind of talked about it yesterday, but one step forward, two steps back is how this continues to work, and it's irritating. But anyway, that's what we got for the show coming up here. Now, actually, only two matches announced, because one is just a celebration. We've also got Saturday night's main event coming up this weekend. We've got all the matches for that show. We've got Dynamite. Well, we'll have more on Dynamite and potentially who will be challenging Kenny Omega for the title coming up at the pay-per-view. We got SmackDown and Collision ratings from this past weekend. We have somebody who is already out of the G1 and must forfeit all remaining matches. We got an update on Mike Santana. Maple Leaf Pros TV starts tonight, and plenty more. So we'll get into that, plus the NXT TV report and so much more. Everyone stop texting me until the break, please. I appreciate it. But yes, we'll get into all of that. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X, and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. And everybody, let's just set our expectations really low because this connection to France sucks. How you doing, Tom?
Well, that's pretty much a microcosm of how I'm doing. So
what does that mean?
France sucks.
Yeah, well, I didn't
rather
say
be in the States.
Well, why'd you go then? Just for fun?
Brian, do we really need to do this?
Well, no, I mean,
I'm here for memorial services. Oh, you know this.
I actually didn't know that. Sorry. We'll talk about it after the break. I knew it happened. I didn't know that's why you flew out.
Guy.
Though. You didn't mention that. You just mentioned that you were flying out. I apologize.
I think I mentioned it on the show.
Hey,
that's cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to ask the chat to confirm this or not, but anyway. Well, how you doing otherwise?
Well, I got another one to go to when I get home, so.
Oh, great. All right. Yeah. Well, is there any good news that we could talk about here today? Did you watch NXT?
I did watch NXT.
And?
I think I kind of liked it.
You think you kind of liked it?
I think I kind of liked it. Right. I liked some. There was the main event. I like. Yeah, I enjoyed the matches. Actually, now that I think about it, pretty much all of the action that I saw. There was some stuff in the main event I thought was a little disjointed. Like they tried to do too much at a level of difficulty that wasn't really needed, and there was a few things in the middle that didn't go well, but. When I think back to that match, and I really like the Tavion Heights and Jackson Drake match, even though Jackson Drake was throwing on submission holds and technically out-wrestling Tavion Heights in some way, at least he was attacking his legs, and Tavion Heights being a Greco-Roman wrestler, that goes against his preferred style. So, yeah, I rather like the show. I don't like Robert Stone, this Stone character.
Wow, poor Robert Stone.
He's my Ava.
He's your Ava. Yeah, before we get going, guys, like Tom goes, how are we going to connect? The internet here is terrible. And I said, well, why don't you do a speed test? And he did a speed test, and like the internet is absolutely blazing fast on this speed test. Yet the actual internet doesn't work very well, despite the high speeds. So I will do our best here. I can't explain any of this, but, you know. That's just the way things work. All right, Dynamite is tonight. It's from the MGM Music Hall, Fenway, Boston. They're currently...
Oh, is it really?
Yep. 2,800 tickets, which is slightly below where they were last time. So they, you know, they're a little, here's, I mentioned this yesterday, I won't do the long speech, but I get so irritated because last week they had a huge episode of Dynamite. You knew it was going to do huge. It would have a world title match, a pay-per-view world title match. It was like, there was no World Cup. You knew it was going to do a great number. It did one of the greatest numbers they've ever done. And
what was
they,
the number?
I mean, it was over, it was like 780 or something like that with the new rating system. So if you consider what the number probably was based on the old ratings and what it probably added with Max, I mean, I don't think there's any chance they did less than a million viewers for that show. And what did they do? They advertised absolutely nothing for the previous week on that show, with the exception of Andrade versus Jake Doyle, with a national title shot on the line. They did not announce that Hangman was returning on Collision. They did that at the last second, Friday night, on social media. It's just, why don't you use what you know is going to be a huge show to, like, build some momentum for the next week? But they didn't. We have two matches announced. Andrade and Jake Doyle. Mercedes, Megan, and Lana Cross versus Willow, Maya, World, and Hyon. That's it. They've announced no other matches. There's going to be a Kenny Omega world title ceremony. I just don't get this lack of promotion. It drives me crazy. It's like, let's do really well and then make sure we don't do so well the next week. Yes.
Has there been a... What was the rating for Collision this past weekend? Has that been...
Yeah, Collision. I mean, Collision did better than a normal Saturday night Collision. 405,000 viewers and a 0.05.
Wow. So, I'm actually shocked by that. Mean,
they had a lot of head-to-head competition. I mean, 405 is not bad. 0.05 is not great, however.
Well, I would imagine a lot of those viewers are probably watching UFC.
World Cup. AAA. New Japan. I mean, they had that New Japan show as well.
There was probably 3,000 people in Chicago watching New Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know how many were watching it on pay-per-view, but...
Yeah, both of the weekend shows. SmackDown did really good as well. 1.2 million.
Well, that had the return of CM Punk. I mean, you would think... And they did promote that, did they not?
No, they sure
did. They talked about, hey, CM Punk is going to be there Friday night.
Yeah.
I could not believe when I woke up and I saw that Hangman Page had returned on one day's notice to cut a promo. Did he call anyone out?
Well, he said, you know, he said I can no longer challenge for the world title, so good thing there's a bunch of other belts. He's going to be going for secondary titles. He made no mention whatsoever of MJF. And, I mean...
I get a question too, Brian, because now that I think about it, I'm not even sure. Who is the international champion? Mark Davis?
The international champion?
Yes.
It's...
Mark Davis.
No. Who just beat Takeshita?
Fletcher.
That was for the... Fletcher. Kyle Fletcher.
Wait, what belt does Davis have?
Davis is the national champion. Yes.
The national?
He's the national champion.
That's the one that's supposed to be defended on independent
shows.
That's the one that's supposed to be defended outside of the AEW, and I believe it's only been defended on ROH.
I believe so, yes. There might have been one indie show.
Well, I hope that's the one Hangman Page gets. I hope he goes after Mark Davis and the, what is it, national?
The title? National. The national
Hangman
title.
Sounds like a great national champion to me.
Yeah, he could come to Relentless. You know, a lot of things he could do as a national champion. But anyway, the other note is that there are rumors, according to Fightful, that Kevin Knight may be facing Kenny Omega at the Redemption pay-per-view. And I can tell you this.
Huh?
I can tell you this. Okay? I don't know who it's going to be, but I can tell you that that was the plan as of several days ago, that the Redemption main event is going to be
wow,
Kevin Knight versus Kenny Omega. Things could change, but that's what the plan was a few days ago. And
is this building off of Kevin Knight being owed a title shot from MJF, from just being on his team?
I don't know. We'll find out tonight when Kenny does his ceremony, and presumably a bunch of people interrupt, and you know, maybe they'll do some sort of multi-person match and Kevin wins to get the shot. I don't know. But that was the plan as of a few days ago, was Kevin Knight versus Kenny Omega at Redemption for the title. So, listen, I love Kevin Knight, okay? But I think Dave wrote in the Observer or somewhere that they moved up the Kenny Omega MJF match because clearly they must have something big for Redemption. They did not. There was the reason it was moved had nothing to do with whatever the main event of Redemption is going to be. It had to do with whatever it had to do with. But it was not because they figured that Kenny Omega and Kevin Knight was a bigger match in Canada for the Redemption show. This is just what is being done now. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in AEW. I like AEW's had a great year. They've had a much better year than WWE in terms of booking. But there's a lot of weird stuff going on, guys.
What was I going
to
say?
Well, hold that thought. We'll go to a break. You can remember when we come back. Observer Live.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Did you remember what you were going to say?
Yes, actually. My point that I was going to make was that I think generally it was a very good idea for them to move that Kenny Omega and MJF match to regular television, not only for the fact that more people will end up seeing it in the long run, but without having the ticket sales in front of me, I would imagine that simply having that solidified as the main event with more time to build is better off for that Wembley Stadium show, rather than having, you know, even if it was MJF, I'm sure it's not like that's, oh my God, what is happening?
What is happening?
You hear this?
I hear a somewhat of a whistling.
Let me. Fireworks going off.
Tom just stood up and left. And his camera is, in a very creepy way, following him as he moves. Just quite bizarre. This Zoom is weird. Zoom is almost as weird as AEW is the last short period of time here.
Well, has there been a big pickup in ticket sales since?
Well, it's hard to say because they announced. It's hard to say because they announced the match and at the same time they like did a 50% off or something. They did some big discount for ticket sales at the same time that they made the announcement. So it's hard to determine, was it because they slashed prices or was it because of the match? Was it a little of both? We don't really know. They have passed 30,000, barely, however, tickets out. So that's the update. I could actually see if there's a new update right now. And after I do that, have I got some updates for everybody? Something fun? I mean, it wasn't really a fun
day. Yesterday was Independence Day here, so that's why, I mean, I assume these people are just shooting off leftover fireworks. But, I mean, this was going on until like 2 a.m. last night.
Well, that sucks. I don't think there's been a update on WrestleTix in the last several days. Let's see. The latest Wembley. Yeah, it hasn't been updated since July 9th. So, yeah. I actually could try to. No, I am a member. A stupid thing. Hate this. I hate this whole Patreon thing. Anyway, I'll try and figure it out during the break. But first off, from F4WOnline.com, new legal filing has revealed Ludwig Kaiser's side of the story regarding the April incident that led to his battery arrest. We had heard this story, but now it has been legally filed. So the incident between Kaiser and the alleged victim, Richard Reap, took place on April 23rd at the Orlando, Florida complex where they both live. According to Reap, Kaiser and a female were, quote, aggressively kissing while the three were on an elevator. Reap says he told the couple to, quote, please have some manners, which led to Kaiser attacking him. So this is from the filing.
Brian, does not fear the Reaper.
No, he does. Funny you should mention that. The elevator stopped at the 12th floor where Mr. Reap exited. And as he exited, Mr. Reap made loud comments to Mr. Bartell and his girlfriend to the effect of, have some effing respect. Apparently, Mr. Reap was offended by Mr. Bartell and his girlfriend hugging, it says, while in the elevator.
Ooh.
Mr. Bartell leaned out of the elevator to ask Mr. Reap what he said, as he was confused by the statement. Mr. Reap then made a statement to the effect of, have some respect before I call ICE on that bee. Mr. Bartell's girlfriend is of Mexican descent. Mr. Bartell exited the elevator and confronted Mr. Reap, verbally telling him his statements were offensive and inappropriate. Mr. Bartell did not threaten or touch Mr. Reap at that point. Mr. Reap then came toward Mr. Bartell, aggressively raising his hands and getting very close to him. Mr. Bartell, I swear this is what it says, in fear that Mr. Reap was going to batter him, pushed Mr. Reap away. He did fear the Reap. Mr. Bartell walked back into the elevator where his girlfriend was standing. Mr. Reap then approached the elevator in a threatening manner. Mr. Bartell stepped out of the elevator, told Mr. Reap to leave them alone. Mr. Reap walked away briefly and came back toward the elevator again in a threatening manner. Mr. Bartell was concerned that Mr. Reap would physically attack him or his girlfriend, so he pushed him away and returned to the elevator. Mr. Reap then threw a soft drink bottle at Mr. Bartell. Mr. Bartell did not retaliate. Rather,
was it a surge?
He remained in the elevator, pushing the button to his floor and left the area. In this altercation, Mr. Bartell pushed Mr. Reap only after Mr. Reap had approached him aggressively and threatened him. Mr. Bartell pushed Mr. Reap to stop his continuing approach and attack. Mr. Bartell then entered the elevator where his girlfriend remained and left the area. Now, this is what I know, okay? I wasn't there. I have not seen any footage. I don't know what actually happened. But I can tell you this. This is the first time that Ludwig's side has come out in a legal filing. It also came out after his legal team requested and was granted access to the footage. So they got the footage, and they have now offered a very, very detailed explanation of what happened, according to his side. And while I cannot say this with 100% certainty, it certainly sounds to me like this was based on the security footage. And if that's the case, Mr. Reap's side of the story does not match up with what he claimed. So we shall see, but my guess is they got the footage, and it may not look good for Mr. Reap's arguments. So we shall see. But that is the latest. That is Ludwig's side of the story.
What kind of soda would you throw at somebody if you were wanting to injure them?
Well, I don't think he threw... He didn't have, like, a case... What's the most violent and dangerous soda I could throw? He just happened to be...
Well, it'd probably be a can.
He just was drinking something.
The Mexican... A glass of Mexican Coke?
I think it was whatever he was drinking he just threw. So probably it was just, like, a can of Diet Coke or something like that. Who knows?
Nah, probably a squirt. Maybe a Faygo.
Reap what you sow, says Dr. Rocco85. We shall see if Reap reaps what has been sown. So the G1 literally just started. And do you know who's out, Tom? Did you hear?
My boy, former tag team partner.
Shooter. Shota Umino is already out of the G1. And
that damn Zack Sabre Jr.
That's actually
blasted
it.
Him. Yeah, he blasted him so damn hard. Took him out.
What was the spot? I don't remember seeing anything.
I didn't see the match. I don't know. But, I mean, I know that's the only match he had, and I know I've been in there with Zach.
Yeah.
And he still thinks he's 150 pounds, but he's 220 pounds now.
Ooh.
And he lays into you.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not surprised.
Wow. Yeah, Chicken Chest has got something to prove. Is that what you're saying?
Chicken Chest is... He's been... Eat well, I guess.
Yeah,
he's been eating well.
Do I have to bring this up again for the 50th time? Do you guys remember when he was literally like he was Slender Man? He was a stick man, and I mentioned, you know, maybe he should put on like a little bit of weight, and everyone was like, "Oh no, it'll kill the gimmick. You can't be Zack Sabre Jr. unless you're really skinny. Like it'll never work." And of course, like he puts on a bunch of weight, yeah, and I've never seen one person go, "You know, I don't like those Zack Sabre matches. I don't find him believable anymore now that he's put on some musculature."
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. can't be too muscular because Zack Sabre Sr. was a skinny twig.
Yes, Zack Sabre Sr. You know, I think about it, like, I could beat Zack Sabre Sr. I'm old enough. We don't know who his dad is. I could bleach my hair blonde. I could pull it off. What a storyline that would be. You need to talk to Chase. Zack Sabre
Sr. You might want to talk to Orange Crush.
Finally shows up.
I think he's got a better hookup with old Zack Sabre Jr.
I'm just
saying. Zack Sabre Jr. is going to be doing his own produce show.
He is.
So maybe you could get in there as his manager.
As Zack Sabre Sr., his father finally shows up after all these years?
Yeah.
I wanted to do the angle in the end where it turned out that I was, what's his name?
The midget in the trash can?
No, you idiot. Oh. Come on. Marco Stunt. I was going to be his father. But then he got his legit father into it. And then we had nothing but trouble with that guy.
Hey, Marco Stunt back in the scene,
he
too.
He is.
On produce.
Yeah,
right?
And I hate to say it, but the guy looked great over Mania weekend. So.
Well, I mean, great.
He looked pretty great. He looked pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, all things considered.
I'm trying to be nice for once in my life, and you're just shooting it down. Fine, he looked terrible. Skinny little geek. I beat his ass. All right.
Whoa.
Let's talk about Saturday night's main event. We don't have time. You know, we're going to head to a break, and we'll talk Tom's favorite show, NXT, when we come back. What are you doing with your sleeves? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show, everybody. Do the goo, Tom. Meaning NXT.
Oh, baby. It's real.
Yeah. Hey, listen, there used to be a sponsor. I don't know if it was... Hey, Dom, was Emu Oil a sponsor here years ago?
Emu Oil?
I think it was Blue Emu, yeah.
Yeah, Emu Oil. And I heard this commercial for years, and then all of a sudden one day my sister-in-law had a jar of Emu Oil, and like she was like a dancer, and she swore by it. She goes, "It's the best." I was like, "Huh? Well, there you go." So do the.
Do you remember a few years ago there was like deer antler extract?
Oh, there's been a lot of extracts, Tom. I've heard over the years. I'm
oh
sure
God.
You've
you
tried a few.
I went to
horny goat actually, weed. Oh, see, I got one in the gas station all the time.
Hold on, no. It's not horny goat weed that I was buying. It was ejaculoid.
Oh God, Tom, stop.
That's what it was.
Stop. I didn't even know you did that. You never told that story.
What? I was taking it for fun.
For fun. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough. Can we do this NXT report?
I had something important I was going to say.
No, you didn't. We were talking about do the goo. You had nothing important to say.
No, you were talking about elixirs or something.
Emu oil.
What were you saying?
Emu oil.
I went to the vodka factory the other day, right? And they had all these old school recipes for drinks back in the day, cocktails. This one.
I'll bet.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Volcha Chakladze was a cooling vodka. And this is the recipe here. Take 3 veal legs, chop them into small pieces. Take 2 melons, 3 cucumbers, 4 fresh eggs, 2 lemons, a quarter of whey and rose vodka.
It sounds like my breakfast.
Pour it all into an ambelic and distill it, simmering.
Was any good?
Hold on. I want you to go grab a mirror and look into it and ask yourself the question, do you think I really drank a drink with 3 veal legs, 2 melons, 3 cucumbers, 4 fresh eggs, and whey and rose protein vodka or something?
You just told me what you bought at the gas station. You think I'm pretty sure you'd eat or drink anything.
I didn't buy ejaculate at the gas station. I bought a GNC.
Okay, anyway, God help me. Can we do NXT? Jeez. If we get kicked off the air because of you, you're fired.
Well, I am. I'm the one, like, with a sparkling record at this point, bud.
No, you're not. What are you talking about? Tom, he was the last one to drop an F-bomb, remember?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. We were talking about something, and you started laughing because... You remember?
No, the last one was actually Nixie.
No, before that.
No.
The last one before that was you, dude.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Come on. Someone will bring it up.
Oh, no. Tom muttered one. It was.
Yes. I knew it. Thank you. All right, let's go.
Lillian Garcia was in the house in Orlando to introduce the opening match. Lillian Garcia also announced my last fight. Very proud of that. Yeah. So the Vanity Project defended the NXT tag titles against Dorian Van Dukes and Sean Legacy, who had won last week's 4-way number one contenders match. DVD and Legacy were in firm control early, broke out that the move where the guy gets on the second rope on the outside and you vault him.
Oh, yeah. Joaquin Wilde used to do it, except Joaquin Wilde, he would do it for distance. This guy just went straight freaking up in the air. I swear to God, he fell from like 15 feet, like a legit 15 feet.
He went flying up, and then his limbs were just flailing.
I know.
As he was trying to get his balance.
And they barely caught him.
Yeah. That was pretty sweet, though. Michael Lockwood distracted the official, This allowed a double team on Legacy behind the ref as DVD was trying to get in the ring and intervene. Legacy finally broke free, made the tag to Van Dukes, who was the proverbial House of Fire, as he crushed Smokes and Baylor with a lariat and an acai moonsault, respectively. There was a blind tag by the champs, which allowed them to snap Van Dukes' neck on the apron. Then they hit a series of moves, culminating in an outside-in spear for a two-count. DVD hit a superplex, frog splash, Legacy with the springboard 450. This is the combination that won them the number one contendership itself last week. But Brad Baylor broke up the pin. Then things broke down. There was double dives to the floor by the challengers. Another by Sean Legacy. Jackson Drake interferes. So does Micah Lockwood. And they put away Dorian Van Dukes with the reverse DDT top rope stomp to retain the titles. I thought this was really good.
A very good match.
With an uninspired finish.
Well, they're all uninspired.
It was just, it was, yeah, well, they did it later too, but it was just interference. Like,
yes.
They didn't, it wasn't like well thought out, well planned. It was just like, hey, interference, hit your finish,
and
game
it was,
over.
It was every distract the referee, roll him up, pin him. Except he didn't. They double-teamed him. But still, the same deal. They did that later with the roll-up.
Miles and Tavion were in the back. Tavion was starting to push to go after the tag team titles with Miles, so maybe they're going to do that, and then Tavion will actually turn on him. This has been going on for like 2 years now. Cam Hendricks showed up. He said he's going to collect the title match that he's owed from Miles Bourne, but he's at like 83% right now, so he'll get it in the future. Saquon Sugars, this was a show-long storyline. He was trying to recruit people to join him against Dark State next week because Robert Stone said, you can have the match, but you can't have it 3-on-1. Why not? What does he care?
Well, I mean,
he's
I wouldn't either.
To get partners.
Bro, this guy comes out with a bat, runs away from one bookworm. He needs all the help he can get. And they turn this into like a comedy thing. Like, Saquon's just doing comedy with everybody backstage as they don't want to team with him. I was not a fan of the way they did this.
So OTM's not with it. Then Birthright shows up 15 minutes into the show. They're late. They talked about Bronco Nima showing up at AAA without Lucian Price as part of Perros del Mal. And they said, like, look, clearly you're not family. We are. And you two need to settle some stuff between yourselves before you come after us. So looks like we're heading for another breakup.
Yippee.
And Mr. England, Tristan Angels, came out, said Shiloh Hill was made by the Lord with less teeth than a Victorian-era peasant.
Wow.
He's only missing one tooth.
Yeah, but he says he also said he repossessed it. Like, you had possession initially. It was weird.
Yeah, did they take this tooth from Tristan Angels to put it in Shiloh's mouth? Is that what we're going to find out?
That'd be weird.
So he had the tooth that he stole. He called Shiloh a creepy hillbilly weirdo, which, I mean, yeah. He said he was going to do him a favor. He smashed Shiloh's tooth on the ring steps. Then Shiloh appeared on the screen, said that he can fix his smile, but now Tristan needs to watch out because the fog is coming. And then fog filled the entranceway as Shiloh Hill cackled.
Yeah. The fog is coming. All right.
Was not overly excited after that promo. Stone was with Izzy Dame and Lizzie Rain.
Ah!
Natalya.
Now it's a thing. They're doing it on every show now. Oh, let's drive this guy and Booker T crazy. Let's put Izzy Rain and Lizzie Dame in segments together.
Booker T lost it later on, but Natalya and her crew come in. Layla Diggs is hurt. They didn't say what it is, but her left arm is in a sling and she's legitimately hurt.
Yeah.
So Stone made the match for tonight as Zarya, not defending against Layla Diggs, but instead in a fatal four-way.
A fortal.
Izzy, Lizzie, and Evolve champion Nikita Lyons.
Yeah.
Who got the match because Natty said, hey, Nikita Lyons is going to get this match. And Stone's like, okay.
Yeah.
But he won't let Saquon just fight 3-on-1?
No.
Okay. Tate Wilder. Hate this guy.
Who
He's my Mark.
Why did nobody during the prediction show predict that at some point this year we would see Evil face a guy named Tate Wilder on NXT with Lillian Garcia doing the ring announcing? You'd have won every trophy there was, brother. This was so bizarre. And Naraku beat him quick. Thank God.
Tate Wilder, is he a babyface?
Yes.
I don't like him.
That's what's baffling. He's supposed to be a babyface. Yeah.
This is where Booker T actually lost it, because Naraku fakes an injury and Booker T's like, he hurt his coccyx. He hurt his coccyx. And then Naraku cuts off Tate Wilder with a boot and starts throwing him. And Booker T goes, it was a miracle. And Vic just goes, miracle my ass. And Booker T cannot stop laughing. Like, Vic is like, hey, can you please stop laughing? Do you need me to repeat this sentence again so you can focus? Tate got pushed off the top hit with the STO. You said it. Naraku wind. He got jumped by Tony D. Some geeks got involved. Some got laid out. Some got misted. Hank's back. He's going to go after Keanu Carver next week. Sugars wanted Hank and Tank to help him, but they won't. And EK Prosper also blew off Saquon Sugars. We then had Zarya defending the NXT North American title against Izzy Dame, Lizzie Rain, Nikita Lyons, none of whom had won anything to get a title match. This was all four women at one time. They did three double down spots. I counted, but the crowd was into it, so hey, I digress. Nikita was hitting like tiger bombs, all these big moves. Eventually, Carmen Petrovic and Natty come out. Nikita hits the kick, Rain with a headbutt. Natty and Carmen Petrovic try to take out Zarya, but Jada Parker runs down and fights him off. Zarya hits Nikita with a spear, follows it up with an F5, and retains the North American title. Then Sugars was commiserating with the Ren QCC when Kendall told him he hasn't given anyone a reason to want to tag with him, and Lola Vice showed up, and her and Kendall had a face-to-face. And Tony D, what the hell happened? My notes cut off.
Well,
my notes are missing.
Shall I go?
Yeah.
What, Tony D and Naraku? Or no, Tony D and Mr. Stone? Where are we?
Tony D and Naraku and Mr. Stone. There's going to be a match next
week.
7 days away. We're not at the end yet. But we need to get to the main event and Jackson Drake and Tavion Hunt.
Well, did
Sorry.
Tony D and Naraku ever have a brawl at the end of the show? Did I turn it off early? Oh, they did?
No, it
was the very last split second. Yeah. It was stupid. Tavion Heights and Jackson Drake. I thought the match was fine, but this was exactly what I said. It was distraction finish, sunset flip, 1-2-3. It was just a completely lame, like, WWE-style finish.
No. I liked it before that.
Yeah, the match was good. I said the finish. Yeah, the match itself was good. Yeah. Then we had Reina Volcan doing a promo. She's very...
Romeo and Noam Dar are going to team up with Saquon.
Yeah, you jump past Reina Volcan, but she did a good promo. She's pretty good at promos already. She'll wrestle next week. Noam and Romeo agreed to team with Saquon. Romeo just wanted the opportunity, and Saquon had to say, when's the last time Supernova backed down from a fight? And then Noam had to say, alright, fine. And then the main event was Kalani, Kali, and Lola Vice. So this match, like, yeah, there were some things...
They mentioned 0-8 for Kalani.
Yes.
Number one contender matches.
Well, now I gotta finish this after the break, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We'll be right back. With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So yeah, the main event was a three-way Kalani, Cali, and Lola Vice. Number one contenders match. And they had some problems here and there in the match, but I thought this was much better than the four-way.
Well,
the four-way,
yeah, it was just in the middle kind of early on, but things really got going.
Well, yes, but the four-way was just one of those matches where, I mean, it was just completely choreographed. It was just move, 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 move. Like, I'm over it. I see too many of these. There was nothing that grabbed me about it at all. It was just like, here's a bunch of moves. And this one felt more like a match with three people. And yes, in the end, Kalani, who is 0-8 in number one contender matches, they hammered that and hammered it. And I was like, well, I guess she's got to be winning, because why would you hammer it like that if she didn't win? So she's now 0-9.
No, I mean, I've got to think that Lola Vice is losing to Kendall Gray, and then they're going to move to Kalani Jordan and Kendall for the belt, but could be wrong. I mean, it's Kalani's time, damn it. Like, how long are we going to wait? She's going to be my Javon at this point.
She's won a title before, hasn't she?
She was the NXT, yeah, I think she was, well, she was the TNA Knockouts champion for sure.
Yes.
And possibly the North American champion.
I'm pretty sure she's won one of the NXT titles. Yeah, she was the NXT, she was the first ever NXT North American champion. So it's not like she's never won a title. It's very different from Javon.
And arguably, the TNA Knockouts title is higher on the totem pole, you could say, than the NXT title.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up for today, everybody. Tom's going to go to bed because it's 10 o'clock and 100 degrees. But he'll be back tomorrow, right?
I will. Hopefully the connection's better.
It was actually fine once we got going. I'll be back in an hour for After Dark, everybody. Ghosts today. So check it out live. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. WrestlingObserver.com for all the shows, for subscribers. And we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.